Welcome to Lou Marks The Spot, brought to you by yours truly, Lou Marks, bringing sanity and common sense to America. Nancy Pelosi, the most evil and dangerous woman in America today. We'd like to believe that pure evil doesn't exist in the world, but the more the light of truth has shined on Democrats and liberals, the more it seems that darkness has taken root in the heart of the left. We've seen what they're willing to do in order to push their twisted agenda forward. They've attacked our president relentlessly with both personal and political assaults. When they lost 2016, it must have been because of Trump's ties to Russia. And it continues to this day, the lies, the falsehoods, and the untruths. When they get caught extorting a foreign country for their own personal gain, they accused of Trump of doing what Biden actually did. Biden was on tape doing it. It's beyond reprehensible. However, throughout all of these attacks, we at least believed that they simply hated Trump. These personal attacks were just a symptom of that hate, and Trump supporters and conservatives alike were just collateral damage. We were wrong. The more they pull these heinous acts, the clearer it becomes. They're evil, seriously evil, and there's nothing more to it than that, pure evil. And among all the people entrenched in the deep state in Washington, you'd be hard-pressed to find anyone more evil than the impeachment trio of Schiff, Nadler, and Pelosi. These three own some of the blackest, most evil hearts in all of D.C., and maybe the whole United States. And of course, then there is Nancy Pelosi, the unholy trinity's worst member. If there were a nerve center, a core that controls it all, and perhaps the owner, the darkest heart of them all, would have to be Nancy Pelosi, the true sociopath. She can't even smile. It's just like comes out like a twisted grimace. We could go on for hours about how much of a detriment she's been to American politics and the very city she represents, which is a nightmare. It looks like bombed out Iraq, or worse. The once beautiful and now feces-stained and intravenous needle-contaminated San Francisco has fallen apart under Pelosi's watch. It's a nightmare city. Allowing the riots and murders in major cities around the country, that's what the Democrats have been doing. But that's not the reason why she's evil. What makes Nancy Pelosi pure evil is the fact that she's putting politics above the welfare of the American people. She does it every day. She withholds bills in Congress intended to fight the coronavirus, just so that the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee can run ads in the swing districts. Talk about evil. She won't even approve money for people, for aid, for assistance, or for anything unless she gets what she wants. Who needs billions of dollars for her favorite charities or museums or art galleries? But this is what she wants, and she'll hold up money for the average people who need it desperately. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy explained it all to Laura Ingraham on Fox News. Look how much politics they want to play, their dirty little secret. We have the coronavirus, we need to fund this. You know what Nancy Pelosi, the speaker, did? She withheld the bill last week. You know why? So the DCCC could run ads against seven Republicans. That's disgusting enough, but wait, it gets worse. Evil is as evil does. Laura Ingraham then asked, how many people ran ads on the coronavirus fundraising appeals? McCarthy then answered with the following. I don't know how many ran, but they actually took the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, spent money, and went into the seven Republican seats to campaign against them about the coronavirus when she's the Speaker of the House. Instead of putting America first, she put her politics first, which she always does, and kept the bill from coming to the floor. People, this is just plain unacceptable. How is this even legal, let alone ethical? Because it's pure evil. And it's Nancy Pelosi who's the embodiment of pure evil. Regardless, this is the kind of underhanded politics that the left likes to play. And Pelosi is their leader. It's hard not to imagine that this single action could wind up costing Americans their lives, because it does, by the thousands. The time it takes to fund these kinds of programs and the time wasted by Pelosi and her gang of evil Democrats and liberals could be crucial to the survival of someone who contracts the coronavirus. This is what the left is truly about, power over welfare. Keep that in mind when you go to the polls this fall. The best form of government is that which is most likely to prevent the greatest sum of evil. That's what James Monroe said. Of course, we live in very contentious times. We see it in our everyday lives and on a national scale. It appears that the country has become almost completely polarized and factionalized, especially in the political context. This has been borne out in the way so many people express their hate for President Trump. It's that simple. And Pelosi pushes it every day. She lives for it. But this is not about those Trump haters. It's about one person or one small group and how their hate has turned to pure evil. We all have seen over the past several years how there has been an insidious hatred and resistance to the Trump presidency. The objection to Trump has taken many forms, but the most poignant is the impeachment. What we see now is just the finale of something that started at the very beginning of the Trump presidency. We do not have to recount the calls for Trump to be immediately impeached after the inauguration, or the many calls, resolutions, and investigations that were aimed at that purpose over the whole of Trump's term. That's finally culminated in the House impeachment, thanks to Nancy Pelosi. Regardless of one's views, this is not about the justification for impeachment, but more specifically, the expression of it by certain members of Congress, namely Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and a small band of House Democrats. It's not about the specific handling of the inquiry in the House, but about how they acted during the process. They portrayed the impeachment inquiry as a solemn undertaking in which they took no glee or satisfaction. They were supposedly forging ahead to save the country from a despot, to protect the purity of the Constitution, ensure national security and the integrity of the coming election. But this is what was actually seen. Representative Rashida Tlaib, who had previously called for Trump's impeachment at a D.C. area restaurant, was videotaped prancing down a congressional hallway, expressing glee, dancing like a schoolgirl, skipping along while chanting, "Hi-ho, hi-ho, I'm on my way to peach the bro." This is a congresswoman? This is solemn? This is evil. Then we see Representative Adam Schiff and other Intelligence Committee Democrats drinking and cheering as they celebrate in the impeachment vote. So much for solemnity. But expressions of joy by some are not so much the evil part. The worst display of evil has come from Pelosi herself. It was she who most vocally portrayed the impeachment as a solemn process and who on several occasions stated that she did not hate Trump and was praying for him. She's most evil there is. It is the above premise that makes what she did even more sinister. For you see, despite feigning the purest of motives, Pelosi has, before our very eyes, engaged in an act that befits the devil. It started by her not immediately sending the articles of impeachment to the Senate. Many postulated as to her reasons for withholding them. Some said it was to exact some concessions from the Senate. Others offered up rationales, all of which may have been valid, but the real reason behind the delay by the Speaker was simply to stick it to the President. It was Pelosi saying, "Here's your Christmas present, Mr. President, a knife in the back." By her delay in sending the articles, she was able during that time to twist that knife even more. Every day, you could see her deep satisfaction and how much she relished saying that Trump is impeached forever. But that still was not enough. The finale for her was how she planned the process of sending the articles to the Senate. She scheduled it not only on the very same day, but at the very same time President Trump was meeting with a Chinese delegation to sign a historic trade agreement. The broadcast media had a hard time handling both events. The timing could not have been a coincidence. She did it to blunt any kind of wind for the president, as she always does. All she does is say impeach, 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 and how much she hates him, and how much he lies, how evil he is, and how racist he is. He's always a racist. She did not want to see him get the spotlight, something she has been doing throughout her speakership. Just more turns to that knife. And here is one more telling action behind Pelosi's and the Democrats' true motives. When she painstakingly signed her name to the articles, one letter at a time, with a new pen with each letter, so that each could be handed out as a souvenir. Nothing to have souvenirs about or be proud of. We're sure the pens will become memorialized desk ornaments or proudly worn as a badge of honor by the gloating Democrats. Her actions are not just hubris, but purely devilish and evil. For many, Pelosi has become the personification of everything wrong with the Democratic Party. She is, you can see it in her face every day. You can see the pure evil. Like everyone, we were stunned by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's antics at President Trump's State of the Union address. Who does things like that? But the sad truth is that our culture is in dire need of female role models, and the most powerful woman in politics has failed to be one. Pelosi acts more like the fictional character Cruella in Disney's 101 Dalmatians than she does a woman at the apex of the nation that is the most prosperous and generous in the world. Cartoonist Gary Barbell was genius in his recent illustration of Pelosi as the evil Cruella throwing a sociopathic temper tantrum. It must have been really easy because she's a true sociopath. What Miss Pelosi fails to realize in choosing to emulate the children's cartoon character is that the purpose of the villain is to teach that being treacherous is not something to which one should aspire. Doesn't she care that her daughters are watching? On the contrary, Pelosi seems to relish it. Democrats are pure rats, and even the great Caddyshack exterminator Carl Spackler would be no match for the modern Democratic rat. Rats feed off clutter, thrive in confusion, cherish mayhem, and reign over chaos. They are masters of the swamp, and Pelosi is their queen. For 4 years now, Pelosi and the Democrats in Washington have lectured the country about the paramount importance of integrity in elections. We have been hectored over and over about the sanctity of every vote. Today, these very same Democrats, headed and goaded as usual and always by Pelosi, are desperately urging that the 2020 federal elections be conducted by the U.S. Postal Service, the only country in the world that will do that. By millions of illegal votes will happen. It has happened in the past, it's happening now in districts, and it's certainly going to happen by the Democrats in the national elections. Set aside the shoddy record of the post office as it's just delivering mail, and the fact that it has never conducted an election in history, just look at the small part they have played in elections already. A month after New York's Democratic primary, races had still not been settled because of lost ballots that have been lost, stolen, or mishandled. Pure fraud. We don't know when they'll ever be settled. Turns out Pelosi and the Democrats only care about election interference when they are peddling elaborate lies about how such mythical interference hurt them. Ever adaptable, Democrats quickly evolve from fretting over rigged elections to openly supporting widespread corruption of elections. How can you possibly trust mail-in election voting when they're going to mail out millions of voting registrations to? They've already done it to cats, dead people, people that don't exist, 10 to 1 person. It'd be a nightmare. Or take the rioting, looting, and firebombing in American citizens today that the Democrats allow. What supposedly started as peaceful outrage over police treatment of black citizens in America by Black Lives Matter is long gone. It has been hijacked by anarchists hell-bent on destroying the country. As decent Americans of every political stripe watch in horror as the mayhem burns out of control, Washington Democrats move quickly to capitalize on the misery. Democrats thrive on misery. Pelosi is the leader. The riots Pelosi cries are all President Trump's fault. And then it's his fault all over again when he dispatches federal resources to stop the violence that local politicians have proven incapable of managing. She is truly quite insane. This is the person who's Speaker of the House. But never do rats thrive more lustily than during a full-blown pandemic. They needed one. Now they have one. Nearly 150,000 Americans supposedly have already died in this once-in-a-century plague from China. The nation is truly at war against an invisible enemy, and we don't know the truth. In other words, this is the perfect time for the Washington-led Democrats by Pelosi to pillage for their own personal, political, and financial profit. It's exactly what they're doing. No stranger to corruption, Pelosi went from $174,000 approximately a year's salary to a worth of over $120 million or even more today. How is that possible? I would like to see Pelosi's tax returns, income statements, and explanations on how that happened. President Trump, Pelosi says, will slowly address the pandemic. This from the very vermin who paralyzed the federal government for the first 2 months of the pandemic in order to pursue a fraudulent impeachment trial against Mr. Trump. When President Trump shut down flights of Chinese nationals into the United States, Pelosi and these very same Democrats accused him of being racist, xenophobic, and urged citizens to gather unmasked in New York City's Chinatown. Psychotic. After all, there is no time like a plague when rats like to party it up. Pelosi is blockading every vote of the 435 members of the House of Representatives. The odds are very favorable that Democrats and Republicans would many times provide enough yeas to pass a vote and move it on to the Senate, such as the USA, Canada, and Mexico trade deal would be approved by a wide margin. The actual fact on Capitol Hill is that Pelosi is worried about giving Donald Trump a win again. So she's inventing flimsy excuses for endlessly delaying a vote. This is what she has done for so many months, for so long. She does it with everything. Again, hurting the American people for her own perceived political glory. Her strategy might have some credibility if she actually had credible objections to this modernized trade deal, which of course she doesn't, and which Trump carefully crafted with trade negotiators from our neighbors, Canada and Mexico. First, Pelosi said she wanted more worker protections in the trade deal. But this bill actually has stronger job and wage protection for American workers than the old NAFTA. An even wilder and more insane idea is the scheme by Pelosi to force Trump to allow the United States back into the Paris Climate Accord, which no one wants. $100 billion tax on Americans as a ransom for passing USMCA. She's pure evil. Then there's Pelosi's ploy to reopen the trade deal to repeal the hard-won patent protections for American pharmaceutical companies. Pelosi is acting as though this is a giant giveaway to the U.S. drug companies that would raise prices for American consumers. The evil one, she has it all wrong again as usual. The provision of the trade deal actually protects American patent rights for 10 years when made-in-America drugs and biologics are sold to foreign countries. The USMCA, expertly negotiated by President Trump's lead trade negotiator, Robert Lighthizer, actually forces Mexican and Canadian citizens to honor our patents and pay more for American drugs. And this is true. This could, in the end, mean lower prices for these drugs here in the United States, because our two neighbors would pay their fair share to cover the billions of dollars of research costs to bring to market life-saving new drugs. President Trump should be applauded for getting Mexico and Canada to agree to live by the same patent protections that we require here in America. Why would Pelosi object to a provision that effectively curtails foreign freeloading off American firms' medical research and development investments? Why should foreigners get special discount deals on our patent drugs that aren't available to American patients desperately in need? She doesn't care about people. She's evil. She doesn't care if people die. She doesn't care if people are sick. Pelosi's cynical strategy to change the USMCA would bust the trade deal wide open and kill it. Trying to renegotiate a trade deal that has been years in the making is like putting toothpaste back in the tube. It's not possible. And she knows it. And the Democrats and liberals know it. Opening up one section of the law makes every section negotiable and brings us back to square one. It's exactly what Pelosi wants. Nothing for the president. But the victims here would be American farmers, ranchers, and hard hat manufacturing workers, all of us. The economic benefits of the USMCA have been estimated by the U.S. International Trade Commission to be almost $60 billion in higher exports each year and some 175,000 new jobs. Passage of this law would put added pressure on China to pass its own trade deal with the Trump administration, something Pelosi and the Democrats don't want at all. They love China. They want to be friends with China. China wants them to win. Pelosi should put America first instead of always putting herself and her evil ways first by putting the political games aside and bringing USMCA to a vote urgently. Democrats won back the House in the 2018 elections by promising Americans that they could govern the country. Obstruction is not governing, and blocking free trade deals is no way to keep the Trump economic boom going. I hate to think that that may be the point of a political tactics, but it is. She's evil. The Democrats are practically salivating over their chances to retake the House and possibly even the Senate in November. If that happens, America is finished. However, there are still some major obstacles, luckily. I believe that among the reasons that so many people sat out the last election rather than vote for Hillary was their reluctance to return Bill Clinton to the White House. I sense that the same voters who mistrusted the Clintons do not want to see the Speaker's gavel return to Nancy Pelosi, and that could be the best thing that could happen to America. The Democrats headed by Nancy Pelosi are both whimpering simps and simpering wimps, who have allowed the word liberal to become a filthy word and have no true compass for the future of the nation. We also know that the Democrats could and have screwed up a mayonnaise sandwich and are capable of doing it again and again and again with Pelosi at the helm. Nancy Pelosi is a blood-sucking San Francisco liberal who destroyed her district, city, and state, doesn't care about anyone but herself, and who wants to raise your taxes, give it all to MS-13 gang members, illegal immigrants, criminals, abortion clinics, Antifa, and now Black Lives Matter, the worst terrorist organization of all. Since Pelosi took the gavel in 2007, Democrats have lost 39 House seats. Think about that. She has consistently held up a stimulus act that hopefully will soon ease the burden on every man, woman, and child in our entire nation. Yet this I could not care less woman has stalled the bill on her own accord in order to infuse it with so much left-wing partisan pork that candidly has nothing to do with people who are dying. She's a sociopath that cares not for those who struggle, but instead has used her unsportsmanlike greed, her insatiable ego, a psychopathic mind, and her evil heart to spread her relentless rancor. President Trump is trying now to give more money to people, and still she's blocking it. You saw what she did. Her immature, pathetically retarded act while tearing up the president's speech in his last State of the Union address. But to stall desperately need monetary relief to millions of Americans for a party should lead to instant impeachment. This woman's presence is a personal tragedy so counterproductive her fellow Democrats have to bear her shame. Pelosi's twisted values are all self-centered and her compassion falls woefully short and self-sacrificial if she can utter the least smear towards Donald Trump. 50 years from now, Trump will have not been forgotten. Whether good nor bad is still up to the historians. But Nancy Pelosi, like so many others in life who have attempted to matter, but only hasten their tag as a loser and psychotic evil human being who remembered 50 years, 100 years, hundreds of years in the worst possible way. Who was Nancy Pelosi? In short, she's putting our nation's most urgent needs on standby so she can use her might for personal, financial, and democratic gain. The American people are her pawns, and she is openly using our nation's most urgent needs for her wretched political gains. My view of what this Cruella has ordered is unspeakable, unthinkable, and most un-American. It's certainly not a long reach that by stalling the entire nation in somewhat peril, she is not a patriot, but really, the truth is, in my opinion, she is pure evil. And many other people's opinion, she's pure evil. This terrible so-called public servant, for example, had inserted in the bill a provision that $35 million of the magnanimous stimulus ever should go to upgrade the Lincoln Center, performing arts venue, where none but the liberal elite listen to violins, an occasional tenor, but far more to each other as they grouse and grumble after they are consistently proven to be so stupid. They don't always know they are stupid, but they have mastered the ability to deflect the blame to a Republican as if he has acne. Why have you not gotten enough stimulus money to help your family? Nancy Pelosi and anyone who is an avowed Democrat has blocked it. Why are police and people dying every day, getting shot by Antifa and Black Lives Matter and terrorists and anarchists in Democratic cities and states? Thank Nancy Pelosi. Remember all this on Election Day. The Democratic Party's bent is undeniable. America just passed the first of many gruesome but virtually guaranteed milestones in COVID-19 deaths. Yet the Pelosi-led Congress wants to include in the stimulus bill again that our failing labor unions have more concessions at the bargaining table, and failing democratic cities that have nothing to do with COVID-19 but were mismanaged, that had the worst psychotic governors and mayors and politicians that destroyed their own cities. She wants money for them, and so many other unrelated useless items. Are you okay with that? I'm not. Yes, a bill to help American citizens is being watered down for her grossly liberal means. It's absolutely preposterous. It should have no inclusion in the bill. The catastrophic coronavirus is something no one saw coming, except for maybe Bill Gates. Yet in the still far away aftermath, this disease will completely alter our political parties as well as every other area of life as we know it. Right now, there are about 275 million of our 330 million citizens who want to know what's holding up the help we were promised. What's coming to feed our children, pay the utility bills, pay our medical bills, and for granny's medicine? Short answer? Nancy Pelosi again. The most antagonistic, evil Speaker of the House, who long ago lost her moral and ethical vow to the American people. There is not any doubt she's the most reviled, evil woman in America. And that's out of a challenging, wide field. But fear not. Wash your hands. Wear your masks. Change this way is coming. And hope, sanity, and common sense will come with it.